Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm so grateful that you're with me today. Just grateful for you and your willingness to study the Word of God. I know that the Lord is blessing you as you study His Word and you're learning more about Him and His ways, about His Son Jesus and everything that He's done for both you and me. And as we study together, it's just a joy to have this time. And so we always want to go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks again today for the joy of studying Your Word. We know that within it are Your ways, knowledge about You, about Jesus, what He did for us, and the way that You want us to respond in our lives to that great salvation that You have provided through Him. Lord, we bless You today. We ask You, O Lord, by Your divine will, to guide us into all truth with Your Holy Spirit, to empower us to live according to that truth by Your Spirit as well. Lord, our goal, our desire, is to be pleasing unto You. Lord, that You just take pleasure in what You see in us today. So we give You thanks for this time together and ask You again to bless Your Word to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is The Reason for Tychicus. And it's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 4 and verse 8. As Paul the Apostle began his closing thoughts in his letter to the Colossians, he mentions Tychicus in his remarks, or Tychicus, whose name means faithful, and was the person who delivered the book of Colossians to the church located there, as well as other letters Paul wrote. Tychicus was a beloved brother and a faithful minister and a fellow servant in the Lord to Paul. And in chapter 4 and verse 8 of his letter to the Colossian church, we learn more of Tychicus' responsibilities, where we read, "Whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts." The verse begins, "Whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose." Paul wrote, "Whom I have sent unto you," or bid, thrust, inserted, or carried to them. Paul's commission for Tychicus was to let the church not only receive his words, but also to know of his condition as he was in prison for the same purpose. However, carrying the letter and letting the church know how Paul was doing wasn't Tychicus' only purpose, as we shall see in the remainder of the verse. The verse goes on to say, "that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts." Paul continued that he might know your estate, or might know how you are doing, and then comfort, or to console, to encourage and strengthen by consolation, your hearts. Not only was Tychicus to share the ministry of Paul, but he was to be actively involved in ministry to the church members at Colossae for himself. Sometimes our task of serving may be as simple as carrying a letter or note like Tychicus did, and still there may be additional ministry afforded to us when we do. For Tychicus, Paul the Apostle entrusted him with taking his words to the Colossians, and because Tychicus was faithful, we are reading his words today. As we serve the Lord Jesus, let us be reminded that simple service may lead to some of our greatest accomplishments. Though at the time they seem menial, even the smallest acts do not go unobserved by our Heavenly Father. Next time, Paul shares about a man named Onesimus. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.